if I'm writing poetry, I can write poetry on a bus. I can write at it, and I can clean it up and edit it and polish it in my kitchen, at my kitchen table. But if I'm writing a book and there's a sustained idea that I want to continue having, I take a room in a hotel, and I take it by the month, and I keep the key so I can go in when I like. And when I like usually is around 6, maybe 6:30 in the morning. And I have in the room Roget's Thesaurus, the dictionary, a Bible, some Sunday New York Times crossword puzzles, and a deck of cards. Oh, and a bottle of sherry, good sherry. I will stay in that room until about 1. If the work is going well, I will stay till 2. The only person who knows where I am is my secretary, and she wouldn't call unless it was really an emergency. And I talked to the housekeeper and the managers, and they know never to enter my room. I may throw paper on the floor, but I will look for it in 2 days because I had a note on it, or one sentence or phrase that I liked. About once a month, the management slips a note under my door asking, "Dear Dr. Angelo, will you please let us change the beds? We know you don't use them, but the sheets may be molding." I tell them what day they can come in and change the beds. But I've never slept in one of them. I go home about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I try that evening after I make some dinner, I try to see if I can edit the work that I did that morning. So when it comes to the big editing, I don't have everything to do. If I've misused a verb or misused a conjugation, that sort of way. At the end of a couple of months, I'd like to have about 60 pages that are acceptable. And I give them to my secretary, to my personal secretary. She will type them up, and then I look again. And I might edit again and then give them back to her to type up again. Then I send them to my agent, who will send them on to my own editor at Random House. And then the work begins. Yes, ma'am. You know, Nathaniel Hawthorne said easy reading is damned hard writing. And I want to write so well that a person is 20 pages into a book of mine before she knows she's reading.